Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will more red light cameras save lives in New York City? The Department of Transportation believes so. It's Friday, February 23rd, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast calls for light rain in New York City with a high near 46 and a low near 36. Before today's top story, the private engineer accused of negligence by the Adams administration in examining the Bronx building that partially collapsed in December has reached an agreement with New York City that includes a $10,000 fine and a 2-year suspension of his inspection authority, the Daily News has learned. Investigations are ongoing into what caused the corner of 1915 Billingsley Terrace in Morris Heights to cave in on December 11th, but engineer Richard Koningsberg was previously called out by the Adams administration for having misidentified a load-bearing column as decorative prior to the collapse. The Department of Buildings had temporarily suspended Koningsberg's ability to inspect facades days after the incident. Under the new deal signed last week related to his negligence at 1915 Billingsley, according to the DOB, those inspection privileges will be withheld for 2 years. The property had over 100 building violations prior to the partial collapse in December, in which there were no deaths or serious injuries. Koningsberg entered into the legally binding agreement with the city voluntarily in lieu of a formal disciplinary hearing and declined to comment when reached by the news. And city crossing guards will get more training and better equipment in honor of a guard killed by a dump truck as she ushered children across a busy Queens intersection, the NYPD said Thursday. Guards are to be outfitted with new reflective vests, whistles, and 18-inch handheld stop signs to hold above their heads when directing children across an intersection. The guards will also get extendable poles to give their stop signs better visibility. The department has also expanded the guards' initial 6-day training course to 7 days and has created yearly refresher training courses for all employees. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
City transportation officials are asking Albany polls to expand New York City's red light camera program, which is set to end this year as fatalities from light running reach a record high. Transportation Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez rallied with advocates and local elected officials Thursday in support of a bill that would re-up the program and allow the city to expand it to more intersections. Each year, there are unfortunately far too many fatalities involving red light running, Rodriguez said. In 2023, 29 people were killed in red light running crashes. That's the worst annual total we have recorded. Each of those fatal crashes took place at an intersection without a red light camera, Rodriguez added. We have the tools to prevent this, he said. We know what works. If we don't act this year, our red light camera program will expire right as we are seeing troubling numbers for red light running deaths, Rodriguez said. State law currently limits New York City to 150 red light cameras across the 5 boroughs, an authorization that is set to expire at the end of the year. A bill currently before the state legislature would reauthorize the cameras through 2030 and expand the program to 1,325 intersections, about 10% of the roughly 13,700 intersections with traffic signaled citywide. DOT officials say the program reduces red light recidivism. According to the department's data, 94% of drivers caught running reds by camera rack up 2 or fewer violations. Who wants to defend people's right to run red lights without being penalized? Asked State Senator Michael Giannaris, Democrat from Queens, sponsor of a bill that would suspend the registration of any vehicle caught running 5 red lights in 12 months. Nobody, he said. Thursday's rally was held at the intersection of 2nd Avenue and East 97th Street on the border of East Harlem and the Upper East Side, where delivery worker Ernesto Guzman was killed in 2020 by a driver who ran a red. Fellow deliverista Sergio Solano spoke at the rally, calling on lawmakers to expand the camera program. I spoke with Guzman's family last night, Solano said. They're still waiting for justice. That's why I'm here today, he said. Thank you for these cameras. Maybe they'll work for other people. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.